As kids go back to school, they are already bringing home COVID-19. Even a mild pediatric case can derail an entire family. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED reports on some who have recently weathered the turmoil.
A few weeks ago, Stephanie Chouinard's son Desmond lost his appetite, and then he developed a fever. She grimaced when he tested positive for COVID-19.
When I told him, I said, "Sweetheart, you have COVID," he just burst out into tears.
The family canceled a long-awaited summer trip to Lake Tahoe. Instead, they quarantined at home in the Bay Area,
notifying everyone that I'd been in contact with.
She called her son's summer camp. They shut it down. She called the public pool. The hardest call was to a friend who had just had an organ transplant.
A moral failing, it felt like. That might be a lot of me internalizing that, but we've all been bathed in anxiety for the last year and a half.
Fortunately, her son Desmond's case was mild. His fever broke the same day it started.
Desmond was only sick for 8 hours, but I've spent 45 hours on notifications alone.
And of course, the family had to quarantine, which meant juggling work and childcare. Still, Chouinard and her husband didn't catch the virus. They're both vaccinated. Some families aren't so lucky.
My name is Jace Garcia, and I'm 11 years old.
Jace caught COVID playing soccer with a friend in Sacramento.
I've never felt anything like this.
The virus struck in the middle of the night. Jace woke up vomiting uncontrollably. Body aches racked his slim calves, chest, head.
Everything was feeling like something was just squeezing that part of the body towards the bone.
Jace's fever spiked at 104. He shivered under blankets. He couldn't even distract himself with video games.
Every time I would click down, I would get like a tingling sensation in my hand. I want to go back to sleep. My hands are starting to hurt. I'm getting a little dizzy.
The only advice doctors offered was try to stay hydrated.
You can't really breathe. I can't feel like I can get better.
Sure enough, 4 days after my son got it, I tested positive that morning.
That's Rico Garcia, Jace's dad. He'd been vaccinated.
It felt like a terrible head cold. My brain was foggy. I couldn't think straight. I started losing my voice.
Which made it impossible to work. He's a DJ. Then one morning at breakfast.
My first sip of coffee was amazing. My 9th or 10th sip tasted like hot water. I mean, it was just the snap of a finger. And my sense of taste and smell was gone. I went as far as to cut a lime open and bite into it, tasted nothing.
Rico's son, Jace, is still fighting a lingering cough and congestion. And he's missing the first 10 days of sixth grade. His mom also caught the virus. She's a teacher and isn't back in class either. About 100,000 kids are catching COVID each week. But less than 2% of pediatric cases require hospitalization. As schools open and more students test positive, parents and teachers are trying to weigh the risk. Last year was hard on kids.
Young people were experiencing more depression, anxiety because of the level of isolation.
Santoy Trotter is a psychotherapist at UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital in Oakland.
One element of their well-being is being with peers, learning, stretching, struggling, growing, connecting.
Kids are excited for art class, band practice, plays. Jace Garcia is missing rehearsals for a show that's been on hold.
It was a musical he's waited a few years to be a part of. Fingers crossed they'll still find a way to have him involved.
Jace is hoping he can catch a few performances. For NPR News, I'm Leslie McClurg in San Francisco.